Are you sure you want to go through with this lie detector test, Frank? Remember now, if it turns out bad, you're cooked. Turns out good, it still isn't legal evidence.
Mr. McNeil, for 11 years I've been waiting for a chance at that box. I'll take the test.
Frank Wiechek passes lie test. Yeah. Okay, Mac, what now?
Well, now I start checking through old police records.
That won't be easy.
Yeah, you're telling me. Political corruption seen in Wiechek case. The state's attorney's office today endeavored to stop this investigator from examining police records behind the conviction of Frank Wiechek. Wonder why the boss sent for us, Kelly.
Mr. Palmer? Yeah, I got a pretty good idea, Mac. This last article of yours on political corruption in the Wiechek case. You hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, I haven't begun to swing yet. They've obstructed me all along the line. But I finally found what I was looking for on the police record.
Huh?
Wiechek was arrested on December the 22nd, but he wasn't booked until the 23rd. Now, Wanda Skutnik could have seen him a couple of times before she identified him on the 23rd.
Oh, here we are.
Kelly McNeil, you know my attorney, Burns.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. Burns, how are you?
I've just had a visit from a delegation, gentlemen. The commissioner, Mr. Faxton from the state attorney, and Mr. Winston from the governor. They object to our handling of the Wiechek case.
Now, Mr. Palmer, Wiechek is innocent.
They say it's time for us to put up or shut up. The governor's going to set up a special hearing of the pardon board next week. If we can prove Wiechek innocent, he'll get a pardon. If not, we're to drop this whole matter once and for all. I accepted the deal. But my attorney, Burns, here, thinks it was a bad one.
McNeil, I'm an attorney. I know what it's like to go up before the pardon board. They're not interested in lie detector tests. They want facts.
Okay, I'll give you something better than facts. Here's a picture I dug out of our files.
Picture?
Yeah. Wanda Skutnik testified she didn't see Wiechek from the time of the murder until she identified him on December 23rd. But this picture shows a cop taking Wiechek into the New City Station. And with them is Wanda Skutnik.
When was this taken?
Well, on the 22nd of December, obviously. That's the day they were taking Wiechek from station to station.
Now,
you
look,
see,
McNeil, you can't just say that obviously it was taken the 22nd. You have to prove it.
But obviously it is.
It could easily have been taken after she identified him on December 23rd. The law of the state of Illinois requires only one eyewitness for an identification and conviction. So far, that witness, Wanda Skutnik, has not retracted her testimony. And unless you can make a liar out of her, you've got no case.
You mean we'd better get off the hook, Burns, huh?
Yes, I do.
What about it, McNeil? Want to give up?
No, I don't. No, Wiechek is innocent. Now, I know that beyond any doubt. It's true I haven't found any the key witness, Wanda Skutnik. I haven't cracked her testimony. But I want a chance to find her. I want a chance to get Wiechek out. Now, if we call off this hearing, we'll never get another.
The bargain stands.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. That gives me just 1 week to find Wanda Skutnik. I'll call in every day. Mr. Palmer? McNeil? No luck today. I'll call you tomorrow. I covered 34 bars today. Got nothing. Well, still no sign of Wanda Skutnik. Never heard of Wanda Skutnik, huh? Thanks anyway, bartender.
Hey, mister.
Huh?
Your name McNeil?
Yeah, why?
I've been reading your story. I wondered when you'd hit this neighborhood.
You know where Wanda Skutnik is?
What's in it for me?
What do you want?
I owe the bartender $1.75.
Here, take it out of this.
She hadn't ought to thrown them bricks at me.
Where is she?
3724 Honor Street. Only her name is Siskovich now. She married a big ape called Boris.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Come in! Come in!
Who are you?
I'm from the Times. My name is...
Get out of here.
You're Wanda Scutnik.
Get out. You're wasting your time.
The first two times you saw Wiechek, you couldn't identify him. What made you change your mind?
Get out. I'm not changing my testimony.
Will you take a lie test?
Do you think I'm crazy? I've got no reason to help Wiechek or you either. You're the one who wrote those lies about me. I've been thinking of suing you.
Yeah, that's why I wrote them. I'd love to get you on the witness stand under oath.
Get out of here.
What?
Boris, put down that gun.
Now, look.
Get out.
I will never change my testimony. Never.
Now, look, get out.
Look. Okay. Okay, I'm going. I came over to tell you. I didn't want you to have to read about it in the paper, Mrs. Wiechek. Wanda Scutnik won't change her testimony, and that licks us. We haven't a chance in the world of getting Frank a pardon.
No chance. But you have a lawyer.
Yeah, Mr. Burns. He's going before the pardon board in Springfield in a couple of hours to request that the petition be withdrawn.
Oh, no. No, no.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Wiechek. I'm sorry.
Where to, Mr.?
Oh, the Chicago Times office driver.
Okay. See the afternoon paper?
No.
Here you are. Isn't there an article in there about a forgery?
Yeah. It's police break forgery case by enlarging writing on check 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's right.
Enlarging it 1,000 times. And like... Now, wait a minute. This picture I've got of Wanda and Frank together.
Oh.
Driver. Driver, get me to the police lab right away, will you?
Gentlemen, the special hearing of the Board of Pardons of the State of Illinois is now in session.
Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, I originally came here to ask that the petition of Frank Wiechek be withdrawn. But an hour ago, I received a call from McNeil of the Times. He informed me he's flying to Springfield with conclusive evidence in support of the petition of Frank Wiechek.
What is this evidence, Mr. Burns?
Well, unfortunately, my telephone conversation with him was brief. I'm afraid I don't know.
Mr. Chairman, representing the state's attorney's office, I object. If there is evidence, let it be presented at once. If not, we ask that the petition of Frank Wiechek be denied here and now.
Gentlemen, here's McNeil.
I'm sure I couldn't get here any sooner. May I have permission to address the board, Mr. Chairman?
Granted, Mr. McNeil.
Gentlemen, you're only interested in facts. Well, I finally got them. Now, Wanda Scutnik is the only one responsible for Wiechek's conviction. But she lied.
Why should she lie, Mr. McNeil?
I don't know, Mr. Faxon. Maybe prejudice, maybe a bribe. The point is, she lied.
Can you prove that, Mr. McNeil?
Wiechek was arrested at 5 a.m. on December the 22nd. But he wasn't booked until 6 p.m. December 23rd, a day and a half later.
Well, that's not a rare occurrence.
Now, I know. But look at this picture. It shows Wanda and Wiechek entering the New City Station House together.
Yes, but we have no way of knowing when this was taken.
That's the point. Now, if I do prove it was taken on the 22nd of December, the day before Wanda Scutnik identified Wiechek at the police lineup, what then?
In that event, we might be obliged to render a favorable decision, but can you prove it?
Well, the Chicago police are enlarging a section of this picture. It'll be transmitted by wire photo to the offices of the Springfield Journal, just a few blocks from here. Now, all I'm asking you is to step over there and wait for the picture to come in.
Mr. Chairman, I object. This is an attempt to make journalistic capital of this hearing.
Mr. Chairman, the governor ordered this hearing for the purpose of arriving at the truth. If you fail to consider every item of evidence, you've defeated the very purpose of this hearing. What is your decision?
Gentlemen, we'll adjourn to the offices of the Springfield Journal.
Now, what's coming in on that wire photo machine is a magnified enlargement of a small section of this picture I have in my hand.
You mean a close-up of Wanda Scutnik?
No, Mr. Chairman. What do you see in this picture?
Why, a policeman taking Wanda and we check into the station house.
No, that's not what I mean. Look in the background.
Well, there's just a newsboy on the sidewalk with some papers under his arm.
Yeah, that's the part we're enlarging.
What do you expect to find in the enlargement?
The date on the newspaper in the newsboy's hand.
Well, is that possible?
I don't know. It depends on a lot of things. It depends on the condition of the original negative and the light and shading on the paper and the density of the print. And I've been saying a few prayers, too. Here it is.
Let's see it.
Now, it has to be developed. Now, if you'll just follow the technician into the dark room, you'll be able to see by the red light. Right now, he's putting it into the suit now. Now, watch that picture.
Just what do you expect to establish by this hocus-pocus, McNeil?
If the date on the newspaper is December 23rd, we've got no case. But if it's December 22nd, then it means Wanda Scutnik lied about not seeing Frank before the 23rd. It means Frank Wiecek was convicted on perjured testimony.
Wait, the picture's starting to appear.
Yeah. Yeah, there, it's coming through. Now, watch that date. What's that date? December 2. There it is. There it is. December 22nd. That's the date I've been hoping for. December 22nd.
There it is, Frank. The outside. You're free.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a new suit and $10.
That's almost a dollar a year, huh? But it's a big thing when a sovereign state admits an error, Frank. There aren't many governments in the world that would do it.
No, I guess not.
How about your boy?
Oh, Helen and her husband came to see me. He said I could have the boy with me whenever I want.
Good. That's good.
So there'll be the boy and he'll be my mother. Yeah, it's a good world. Outside.
Next week, a brilliant actress recreates one of her most charming roles on Screen Director's Playhouse. Our story is The Affairs of Susan. And our star, Joan Fontaine, with Screen Director William Sider. Now, here again is tonight's star, Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you very much. As you heard at the beginning of Call Northside 777, the story is a true one. And for us on the set in Hollywood, the attempt to recreate reality was focused on our director, whose fine talent has brought you such films as The House on 92nd Street, Kiss of Death. No man is more fit to answer the one question which our story at the time it was filmed did not answer. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Henry Hathaway.
Thank you, Jimmy. As for the question, it's what happened to Tomek Zaleska, the man who was arrested with Frank Wiecek.
Well, he was sentenced to 99 years, too, wasn't he, Henry?
He was. And McNeil, the reporter, and his newspaper never gave up the fight to have Zaleska's case reviewed also.
Yeah, I knew they were working on it.
Well, McNeil has wired me that after 5 years, they've finally secured enough evidence to reopen the case. And right now, the fight for Zaleska's freedom is taking place in the Chicago courtroom. So, that answers the question of what happened to the other man.
Yeah, I think there might be another story in it, Henry?
We'll have to wait and see.
Well, if there is, and you need a reporter, I know an actor who's mighty anxious to work under your direction again. A fellow by the name of Stewart.
Okay, Jimmy. You're the first on my list. Good night.
Good night, Henry. Good night, everybody.
And good night to you, Jimmy Stewart and Henry Hathaway. Remember next week, Joan Fontaine and screen director William Sighton. Call Northside 777 was presented through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, currently releasing the Daryl F. Zadok production, 12 O'Clock High, starring Gregory Peck. Jimmy Stewart is currently seen starring in the title role of the MGM picture, The Stratton Story. Henry Hathaway also appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Prince of Foxes, starring Tyrone Power. Included in tonight's cast were Bill Conrad, Stacey Harris, Peggy Weber, Ann Stone, Rita Lynn, Ken Christie, Jim Nusser, Ted Von Eltz, Tyler McVeigh, Paul Fries, and Dan Ritz. Call Northside 777 was adapted for radio by Bob Reif, and original music was composed and conducted by Henry Russell. Screen Director's Playhouse is produced by Howard Wiley, with dramatic direction by Bill Karn. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking and inviting you to listen again next week when we present
Screen Director's Playhouse, star Joan Fontaine, production The Affairs of Susan, director William Sighter.
Next, it's Bill Stern and the Sports Newsreel on NBC.